Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
So week one, I thought Kingsley held his own. He was going up against a Ravens front.
Yeah, a couple snaps he won back, but okay.
They had Matabuke, but they didn't have someone like Trey Hendrickson. We acknowledged that on, I think, Friday going in. Like, hey, this is going to be a really good test for him. And in the first half, I actually thought Kingsley was fine. Second half, it was a disaster. Second half, it was a turnstile left tackle, and he just had no answer. No answer for one of the best defensive pass rushers in football. And ultimately, it prompted the Chiefs to kind of do what they did a year ago. You guys remember week two a year ago, that was because of penalties. But week two a year ago, they pulled Juwan Taylor out of the game and they brought in a backup. And ultimately, Juwan Taylor the very next week was back and started the rest of the season. That was for penalties. I think the same thing is likely to happen here. Kingsley got pulled. He didn't have it that day. He didn't have an answer at this point in his young career, his second start in the NFL. Going up against a pass rusher that there's maybe, what, three or four other guys max?
He finished with 17 and a half sacks last season,
right?
So he's a great pass rusher.
There's three or four other guys maybe all year you'll see, and you kind of learn from it. But Wanya Morris had to come in that game, and he also had an illegal hands to the face penalty that at one point seemed like it was going to kill
their
drive.
It almost lost the game,
And it prompted the fourth and 16 as well. What'd you make of the Kingsley situation? Because I think, you know, Andy N post-game said, we'll see, you know, we'll step, sometimes you have to take a few steps back to move forward kind of thing. I don't believe suddenly Wanya Morris is just going to be the starting left tackle, but they've got to know when they're going, like Matthew Judon is what, the best pass rusher that for the Falcons on Sunday Night Football. Matthew Judon is not Trey Hendrickson.
No.
So no. I think Kingsley should, I mean, if you think you draft him in the second round, I think Kingsley needs to be back out there on
you
Sunday night.
Have no choice. Like, I'll just be honest with you. You've already lost some players to injury. We'll talk about Isaiah Pacheco's injury, which looks like it's likely to be probably the entirety of the regular season just the same, depending on how the tests go out, as Hollywood Brown's, which all the reports this week are already saying that's the rest of the regular season. At the earliest, maybe he would come back for the postseason. You can't really be affording to be like, well, let's go see if Donovan Smith's still on the street. You just mentioned running back. There's a reason why nobody signed Donovan Smith.
Yep.
He's not on a team either. So no, unless all of a sudden you're going to change course, which from day one of training camp, it was Kingsley Suamataia winning that job over Wanya Morris. This is just a get your head right. The thing he was doing, and by the way, it was pointed out, funny enough, by Mitchell Schwartz before it was pointed out by Kingsley Suamataia, which is Kingsley's telling you, and Mitchell Schwartz and it's a technique problem. It's not a physical ability problem. He's dropping his arm and it's causing this problem where those big, quick outside rushers like Trey Hendrickson can get around him with relative ease. But he was getting his ass kicked, and Andy did what the smart coach would do in the moment. You don't have it today. It's not going to work today. You're not going to get the out today, right? You're not going to get, and if you don't have it, if he's just going to run past you, well, then for the rest of these snaps, somebody else has to do the job so that we can figure it out on Monday, because we're still trying to win this game now. I actually thought it was a really bold call by Andy to pull him out the same as he did with Juwan Taylor. If you're going to make us lose today, you don't get to play the rest of it today. I still assume Kingsley will be the start of the rest of the season. And then I hope that he improves based on what happened yesterday.
Going into the game, they clearly had not planned for it, but they were not getting any help. You know, Chip, they weren't leaving a tight end in or anything like that to help him out. Now, maybe that's the adjustment initially. They didn't do it in this game. They didn't feel like that was something that they could probably do in terms of getting guys open down the field. They needed, you know, receivers down the field. But that would be one solution. We've seen them do that before to help out a tackle that's struggling. In this game where they needed to pass the ball late, I think they didn't feel that that was going to be effective. And so they thought Wanya could do a better job. And he did until he had the illegal hands to the face penalty. So I think it is, as you pointed out, very important to remember all offseason who they viewed as the starter and all camp who they viewed as the starter. But he's got a lot to work on. He looked like a rookie, to say the least, out there in the second half in particular. I just think you went up against a top five defensive player in football, maybe, at least at his position. You're not going to see that every week. Now, by the time you, later on in the season, when you are going to face the Niners and you're going to play Joey Bosa and Fred Warner, all the guys like that,
sure.
Hopefully you progress. That's the question. Did he learn from this? And typically Andy Heck, the Chiefs offensive line coach, is one of the best in the business. You see progression. I mean, hell, last year they worked with Jawan Taylor on some of his issues, and it got a little bit better as the year went on. With a rookie, you would like to think the canvas is more wide open for you to craft what you need to do with a player that's still pretty raw.
I would think so. I see the text line saying every team's got an elite pass rusher. Now, while I disagree with that sentiment, Trey Hendrickson has the second most sacks in the NFL since the start of 2023, second to only TJ Watt, last year's defensive player of the year. Now, he will have to face Khalil Mack, who has like the fourth most, Max Crosby, who has like the seventh most. Like, he'll have to face some of these guys we're talking about who are at the top of that list. But then after that, it's guys with half the number of sacks he's got over the last couple of years. The guys he has to avoid are the guys like Trey Hendrickson in style who can dominate a game because of the way that they play against Kingsley. To me, those guys are, we just mentioned Trey Hendrickson, they're guys like Danielle Hunter. They're guys like Aiden Hutchinson, where they're these big defensive ends with a ton of skill set that can come in there and either overpower you or beat you on the edge.
But you're going to play.
But he's going to have to be better. Yeah, they're going to have to play a few of them.
Later in the season, the hope is that he can progress and learn from this, because later in December, they're going to play Danielle Hunter and the Texans. That same stretch, they're going to play T.J. Watt, who destroyed. I don't care how great you're. T.J. Watt's going to get his.
Jesus.
But that's terrifying to think about come December.
Two games in a row.
I would like to think he's going to progress. I think they should give him and will give him more opportunities to start. I don't think suddenly this is Wanye's job just because of what ended up being, six plays at left tackle.
Well, and like you said, he had the hands to the face or whatever that almost cost him the game, too. So it's not like your backup option is. I mean, he had a penalty right in the way. It'll be interesting to see. Because I don't know snap-wise how much Aiden Hutchinson, for example, or Max Crosby rotate off of left tackle.
Most defensive linemen do. Hendrickson did yesterday because they moved him.
Because that was one of the things that was interesting. They moved him a little bit more than they normally do, but primarily he's stuck on that left tackle.
Especially once the second half hit.
A majority of the time. I don't know how much other run Kingsley's going to have against a guy like Max Crosby, but I think it's a good first test to kind of see where you're at least, to know where you need to get better at it. And it's not, look, I don't think Chiefs fans are wanting anything perfect, and he was getting exposed yesterday a little bit, but there's no reason to be overly concerned about it. I don't think right now.
Yeah.
We'll see how he goes next week. We'll see how he goes the next couple of weeks. And if it's still one sack a game or a pressure here and there, then maybe it's more of a cause for concern.
It's still too early on that end of the panic. Aiden Hutchins, by the way, just had 4.5 sacks.
Yeah, he was
in a single game
against
the Bucs.
They lost.
Tampa. He has 5.5 sacks 2 games into the season. He certainly looks like a guy who should have been taken in the top 2. But yeah, it's Kingsley was a late second round pick starting at left tackle for the most important team in the league. I think we all accepted he was going to have some growing pains, and I would say that Aiden Hutchinson gave him his welcome to the NFL
Hendrickson.
Game.
Yeah.
Trey Hendrickson gave him the welcome to the NFL game. Hey, kid, I know that you used to be pretty good at blocking where you were coming from at BYU. Doesn't work that way here in the big leagues. I can kick your ass. And so he taught him a lesson of you're going to have to do things differently. And I'm sure he sat over there because in postgame he was talking about the technique stuff he was running into problems with. So this has obviously been a coaching point from the very beginning. And when he stood on the sideline after getting benched by Andy Reid, I'll bet Heck came over to him or somebody else and said, here's what you're doing, and this is why you're losing. If you can fix it, then you'll be fine against guys like Trey Hendrickson because you're still plenty the athlete to do it. You have a technique problem. And because you're a young player who's drafted in the second round for a reason still, right? We can see all the time, like, someone might have had a first-round grade. Nobody chose to take him in the first round. They chose to let him be available all the way at the end of the second. Maybe because he needed some technique work, who knows? But, like, I don't know, one game, I'm not going to bury the kid. He held up pretty good in the first game, and then Hendrickson just got the absolute better.
It was great. He was great in the game. Yep.
People on the text line were mentioning, you know, scheming up a chip blocker, anybody to get in there. I think they might have had some of that, but I thought that at some point they might have really tried to help out Kingsley because he was having a hard go. Trey Hendrickson was single-handedly almost wrecking the game.
just became
at one point. I thought that they would try to give him a little bit of help, whether it be Perine or anybody in there.
Just became a bigger problem, actually. When you think about the injury, in a lot of ways, Pacheco is one of the people who would be asked to do that now, Gold. And now you're asking either a rookie on first and second down in Carson Steele, hypothetically, to help be the chip back on a passing play against a good defensive end, Gold. Or you're asking Samaje Perine on third down, which I'm fine there. I'm comfortable with him doing that. But it's asking a bigger task. Their big question still comes back to, and I know we'll talk Pacheco again in a minute, but it adds another challenge certainly to it that they're in there. But yeah, I'm not losing it.